You're listening to SBS News.
A united front from the federal government and state and territory leaders with a clear goal to end family violence. The Federal Minister for Social Services, Amanda Rishworth, formally announcing the plan.
Passion, the commitment and the desire for change was palpable. And so it is critically important that we do work together, that we are pulling in the same direction.
On average in Australia, one woman dies at the hands of her former or current partner every 10 days. One in three women have experienced physical violence and one in five has suffered sexual violence. It's those figures the plan hopes to drive down with a focus on four key pillars: prevention, early intervention, improving the response to violence, and recovery and healing. The Minister again.
If we don't focus on these areas equally, then we won't see an end to violence against women and children. Importantly, there is some cross-cutting principles that are essential in achieving this plan. And we heard very strongly through the consultation, through the launch today, that holding those that choose to use violence against women and children to account is critically important.
For those who work in the sector, like the CEO of Safe and Equal, Tanya Faha, prevention is key to achieving the goal of ending family violence.
Unless we stop this violence from happening in the first place, we will continue to only respond to the symptoms rather than addressing the cause. Without a strong focus on primary prevention, we will never eliminate violence in one generation.
Lula Dembela says the plan has been a true voice for all victims, survivors like her.
Being explicitly acknowledged as valuable, explicitly acknowledged as an area of expertise that we can bring to help systems change, and certainly critical to the decision making.
There will also be a standalone action plan for First Nations women aimed at tackling the disproportionately high rates of family violence in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. The Northern Territory's Minister for Prevention of Family Violence, Kate Warden, has welcomed the focus.
Particularly from the Northern Territory, we are particularly very, very glad that it has a focus on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, because in the Northern Territory, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women are 18 times more likely to be the victims of domestic and sexual violence.
Lula Dembela says there will be two aspects that will determine the real success of the plan.
Single measure is going to be A, knowing what the prevalence of perpetration is, and then B, measuring whether that is going up or down, both at an individual programmatic level, but holistically as a national focus.
The opposition says the plan needs to be backed by adequate funding. The government says the funding will go beyond the $1.3 billion already committed by the previous government, and investment will be driven by the action plan. Gloria Claish, SBS News.